Here's a headline for you. Sausage-wielding militants raid vegan cafe. That is not from The Onion. This actually happened in downtown Tbilisi, the capital of the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Luckily, reporter and friend of the show Natalia Antalava is at the cafe to check up on the story. So the raid was on Sunday, Natalia. Is it back to business as usual at the Kiwi Cafe?
It is very much back to business as usual. In fact, the place is packed, and I think they've been getting a lot of support, and people have been making a point of coming here. They do also have an excellent falafel. But yes, the headline is extraordinary. They all seem to be quite shocked to be suddenly in the center of attention. This is a not-for-profit cafe. I mean, in some ways, it's a sort of a typical kind of hipster joint, very relaxed, all vegan, run by a bunch of friends who volunteer, doesn't make them any money at all. And on Sunday, they had a movie night. So the cafe, which has about 5 or 6 tables, it's pretty small. It was full. People were watching a film when about 10 or 15, no one seems to know the exact number, men came in. Some of them, bizarrely, were wearing sausage necklaces around their necks, carrying pieces of meat that they started throwing at the plates of the people at the cafe. And all of that kind of turned into a brawl. 4 of the cafe Kiwi staff were beaten up, not very seriously, but certainly really, really unpleasant incident. And everyone, I was just talking to the couple who run it, and they were saying that they are quite traumatized by what happened, and also quite taken aback by all the attention that it has been receiving.
Well, nothing like a little publicity of any sort to get you some new business. But I mean, these militant meat eaters, who are they? Where are they from?
Yeah, the sausage-wielding extremists that have put Georgia on the map. I mean, you couldn't make it up. We don't know is the answer. There are some suspicions of two groups have been named, one a nationalist group, another one a neo-Nazi group, who are not very active normally. I mean, most people didn't even know they existed when this happened. None of them have either claimed responsibility or admitted having done that. The police say that they are investigating. No one was arrested on the spot, even though the police did arrive. And there's a lot of unhappiness about that because people feel that things should have moved quicker with the investigation. It's now been, 2 days? And
why do people think the police didn't act quickly enough or take this seriously enough?
Well, I think, weird as it all is, it also somehow fits into the reality of today's Georgia, a country which has moved very quickly towards democratization, has changed a lot in the last few years, but at the same time, a country that's very traditional, very orthodox Christian, very unwilling to let go of its traditions. And everything that's weird, I was just talking to the guys at the Cafe Kiwi, the owners, and they were saying, the neighbors don't like us. We've got piercings, we've got tattoos, we've got dreadlocks. They think we're weird. They think we're dirty. And it's very much the same sentiment that drives, they say, the anti-gay violence here. And there's been quite a few. Only recently, a guy was beaten up in the street for wearing an earring. It's not as bad as in some of the other places in the former Soviet Union, but it's certainly getting worse, this intolerance towards anything that is different. And in that sense, this kind of suddenly portraying meat as a great protector of Georgian traditions, on some bizarre level, it actually sort of makes sense. It's the same people who say, oh no, we can't embrace the West because, they allow homosexuality, and that's just unacceptable.
Reporter Natalia Antalava in Tbilisi, Georgia, just outside the Kiwi Cafe. Thank you very much, Natalia.
Thanks, Marco.
Still ahead, an expected spike in immigration raids, but do they actually deter illegal immigration here on The World?